Here we go.
Football fans, welcome to the Big Kahunas Football Podcast, where we bring banter from the bar to the pod.
Welcome to the Big Kahunas Football Podcast. We are back here right before the draft, maybe 100 hours prior to the draft. Yes, we are back and better than ever. I can assure you of that here. This is your man, the host, 808 Commissioner, one half of the Big Kahunas, or one third, depending on who we get on today. One half, right? Yeah, okay, one half.
One half.
Whatever. What's up? This is Mr. Otter Even, BK Otter Even over here, holding it down here on the left coast. And joining me, none other than the former EFL champion from a few years ago, and the holder of the first four DFL draft picks? Are you kidding me? What the hell? Introduce yourself, young man.
Yeah, it's your boy Floyd, a.k.a. That Boy Floyd, a.k.a. Pretty Boy Floyd, a.k.a. Hurricane Floyd, a.k.a. Oh, man, I didn't have the name for it. What about Kevin Costner, Draft Day Boy Floyd? Yes, the time is finally here. Yeah, here we go, Sonny Weaver, yeah. The time has come. It is draft week, ladies and gentlemen. I'm super excited. We've taken a break, Ryan. Jumped on every now and a couple of times though throughout the offseason with some of the crazy trades that's happened. Shout out Slade. What's up, man? Thanks for jumping in.
What's up, Slade?
We are also up on the live. This is going to be something real quick. I forced Ryan out of bed, Hawaii time, to get up just because we wanted to plug you guys, let you guys know we're still here. We're still watching, give you an update of what to expect this week. With it being draft week, and talk about any possible surprises. So I'll go on and start with that. We're basically coming in here right now just to let you know that we are going to be shooting this week. We're going to be shooting on Friday. What's that? Do we have a time for them yet?
Maybe we're somewhere around maybe 7:30 to 8 o'clock Pacific time.
7:30, 8 o'clock Pacific time. Okay. Okay. Yeah. Yeah. So pretty much it should be end of the third round by then. So we'll have plenty of news and notes to talk about any craziness that's happened, any future stuff that the teams are still continuing to look for throughout the throughout the rest of the draft, the final three rounds. Please know that Friday will be a longer show as we talk about all the stuff going on, because I'm expecting some surprises, man. So we do have that. I'm trying to think. Also, for future, I do want to let you guys know that we are looking to do video, move over to video now, working on that. So please be patient, with us. And hopefully we can continue to grow this brand, can make this podcast a little bit bigger. Sorry, we're still in off-season mode, so we're fumbling a little bit with the intros and everything, right? We're not 100%. We're about 35. 35. This was really off the cuff, but
hey, when you were calling me up, I actually was kind of up and stuff, and I was ready to grab my toothbrush and start my day and stuff. So.
Yeah, I know, and I'm fresh off dental surgery, so I still got all these stitches and sutures all in my mouth. So I might be talking a little bit funny right now. So a little bit messed up, but it's okay. We just wanted to get on here and let you guys know that what's coming. And we are looking to probably do like a weekly little blurb, something quick hitters that you guys can take on your way to work or something like that, just to keep it going. We do appreciate all the people that have stayed with us, all the people that continue to listen to us, and all the people that are going to be coming. So, which is what we hope. We like to spread the word, man, because it's fun. Like I said, we do this for fun and you guys get to benefit from that and join. So we do love that. But yes, I do have the first four picks in our Dynasty, DFL, Dynasty Football League. Rookie draft. I am excited. Obviously, this is the draft, the draft of the Titans. My team being called Rise of the Titans. Yeah. So I'm super excited. And with that, do you expect any, do you expect surprises? And two, what's the surprise that you think that, what's something that you're expecting to see?
Okay, sure. So we're definitely going to have trades. That's for sure. people have been talking about it for weeks already. And the reason why I know it's going to happen, we all know it's going to happen, is because the team that needs the quarterback are kind of in that, you know, past number six, number seven. They're a little bit further down. But they need quarterbacks such as like your Minnesotas or Denvers or Raiders, you know, those guys, right? So we're definitely going to see some movement on Thursday on round one. That's why I'm so excited, because we have some wheeling and dealing. The way that we like, you know, we like doing it, or we like watching it. As far as surprises, here's a surprise. I kind of told you this, Floyd, the last time we talked, weeks back, at least when we talk about football. Things have been really quiet on the Caleb Williams front. Oddly quiet. Everything has been about all the other quarterbacks, right? Because everybody has it as a lock. Caleb is a lock.
Hold on. Time out. I'm going to stop you right now. I'm going to interrupt you right now, Ryan. And I'm going to correct you. And this is going to be our first little, not even a beef or anything, but my first correction of Ryan for the 2024 football season. It has not been about all the other quarterbacks. It has been nothing but J.J. McCarthy. Literally overload. J.J. McCarthy overload. They're not talking about Drake May. They're not talking about Jaden Daniels. No, like you said, it's been quiet on the Caleb. It's been all damn J.J. McCarthy, dude, over the past couple of weeks. Am I wrong?
Well, he has definitely been there for weeks on end already. But but Jaden Daniels, especially in the last 1 week or last 5 days, with his agent Ron Butler tweeting that you know, Washington's methods of bringing all four quarterbacks at the same time, you know. And here's the thing: why I'll tell you guys, listeners and watchers, right now here on the live, the reason why I haven't been really raring to come back to do episodes over the last like month or so is because there had been so much talking heads talking about what could happen, what may happen. And I was kind of afraid, you know, Floyd, that if we were another voice to be part of all of this fish in the pool here, all these crabs in a bucket, trying to get a lead, trying to get a hot story or whatever. And I was sick of it, to be quite honest. All this smoke screens and fake stories and deep fakes and play action, journalism play action shit. You know, I was over it, but I had to get back on it right here in the last week or so. The draft is coming up, right? So, you know, I had to dive right back into the pool. Yes, J.J. McCarthy's been talked about a lot. Talked about a lot as far as being in the top five, perhaps, depending on what kind of movement they can get from the Chargers, Arizona, New England, Giants, whatever it may be. The Giants may be in for a quarterback, too. I bet this is – we've got 7-8 dance partners and only 4 chairs here in this musical chairs game.
Yes.
So
that's a great analogy of musical chairs. Definitely a great, great analogy. Yeah, it's been insane, man. All the news, like, it's almost, listen, if I wasn't so heavily invested in this draft because of all the draft picks I have, which I have dropped down some, I had 7, I think, this draft. I think I had 7 draft picks and I lowered it. I think I have 5 right now. Yeah, I dropped 2. Did I drop 2? Well, I have 7. 4, 2, 6, 7. Yeah. Now I have 5, 4, 5, 6. No, I have 6 because counting the third round. If I do the third round. But I did drop a draft pick. There you go. I dropped the draft pick. If I wasn't so heavily invested in this draft, it would be fatigue. It would truly be fatigue. Like, I'm even actually starting to hit me now because my phone is notifications. I'm sure yours is too, and everybody else that's a fanatic with football. It's just been going ridiculous about some of the stuff. And I'm just over, like, I think it is a big psychological game that they're playing. It's kind of like the Devin Haney, Ryan Garcia fight from yesterday, where Ryan Garcia had everybody in the world thinking he's crazy. And those odds just changed so much to where he was a heavy underdog. And then he comes out and just beats Devin Haney all over the ring.
Yeah.
Like, and it was all for show. I think that's exactly what's going on. A little bit of that, like all the news and notes. So be very careful with who you listen to. Ryan, I do agree with you too. I did not want to get into too much of the rumors reports. I'm not really want to be a rumor report podcast type deal. We could just say we heard something, but I don't want to add my own rumors or be a part of that, because that shit gets overwhelming, man. And you've already got it enough on your phone. You don't need another one. But I agree with you on that one.
But I do agree with you, Floyd, about the McCarthy thing. Drake May and Jaden Daniels will always be joined at the hip, especially when it comes to Commanders news, right? Because it's who we're going to pick, right? It's almost a foregone conclusion that Caleb Williams will be picked by Chicago as the first overall pick. So the real draft happens when the Washington gets on the board, right? And see what happens. But I'm not so sure about that. Things have been really oddly quiet with Caleb Williams. It's even got to the point where they have some super fans of the Bears making AI conjured up photos of him in a Chicago penthouse. It's ridiculous. That's why.
What?
I don't know. Yeah. It is stupid.
Oh.
You're right. And stuff like that. And so what I will say, guys, is I'm not going to predict that Washington is going to eventually get Caleb Williams. They're going to hell try. And here's another thing for you guys, your Commanders fans out there like myself that are pining for Caleb Williams to come back home. Caleb Williams, even though he grew up in the DMV, he was not a Washington fan. Believe it or not.
Correct. He was an Aaron Rodgers fan.
Right.
Yeah. Yes. He was at Green Bay Packer. He's mostly players. That's funny you say that, because I just watched his Pivot episode last night. He was a shout out to the episode. Pivot. Yeah, you saw it too?
Yeah,
that's what I'm talking about. Yeah, it blew my mind. Dude, I have a newfound respect for Caleb Williams watching that. Again, shout out to the Pivot, man. Like I said, a lot of these podcast shows, YouTube shows and stuff, they kind of got a little away from what they meant to do, like the Shannon Sharp, which I'm a big Unk fan, but I think his show kind of became messier since the Cat Williams thing.
Yeah.
So it kind of got away from the point of it. Pivot keeps it grounded, man. They ask real stuff. Obviously I love the Derrick Henry episode. The Caleb Williams one I literally just watched last night, Ryan. That's crazy. And I did not know that dude is laser focused, man. Like his work ethic, his mindset, like where he is at mentally, even though he's been spoon fed, right? As far as careers go and projected number one and everything. And the whole Oklahoma thing, when he was talking about that, with Spencer Rattler being there, like, man, it was just mind blowing, and how he keeps his phone and all that stuff. Like, dude, it's inspirational. It's actually inspirational. If you have a chance, go watch it. I learned a lot about this. That dude's going to be successful in the NFL. He's going to be successful. I am backing him 100%. Caleb Williams is a special guy. Like, he seems like a guy on a mission, right? Like, and he has not let anything deter him. A lot of the stuff, the rumors and everything that are coming at him about his stuff, he doesn't care. None of that matters to him. He keeps to himself. He doesn't do anything. And I think that's part of why he's been so quiet. Like, he doesn't have an agent. He got his whole team all laid out and everything, all his plans in place. And did you hear when Ryan Clark, Crowder was like, man, he was way more focused than we were at that age. And Ryan Clark said, he's way more focused than we are now.
Yeah.
Like, I have a newfound respect, man. He might be moving up my draft board, possibly, you know, who knows. But, well, yeah, definitely, definitely interesting. Yeah, definitely interesting. Yeah. So anyway, if we won't go into that, we got plenty of time to talk about that stuff. But as far as surprises, you saying what you got for your surprise? Let me hit that again.
Yeah, so we're definitely going to get some trade-ups with the quarterbacks and so forth. I as far as the surprise, even though it's not going to be a hit, so to speak, Washington is going to make you'll hear about it soon, that Washington is going to try to shoot their shot a little bit. And then I'm not even sure if they're going to use that as smokescreen for something for their real pick, which is it going to be Jaden / JJ / Drake May? Yeah. Here's one thing that you guys got to know about the GMs, like Adam Peters up at Washington. They're very tight-lipped. They're very close to the vest. I mean, this is a guy that's been in San Francisco. He's been in Denver. He's been in New England, where everything real tight to the, you know, tight to the vest. So for a lot of talking heads, especially, you know, not even for Washington, but even if a like team that has management that's real tight-lipped, but you have, you know, your podcasts and your media around the regional area, well, they got to pump out news every day, right? So this is where it gets very exhausting because they're going to, you know, people are trying to conjure up something, right? Or just taking a rumor in and making it fly farther than it should. So I am just glad that it's going to be done with. And I'm sure a lot of fans feel the same too. One more surprise that I'm also thinking of is not only for quarterback, which is pretty obvious, but the race for wide receiver. So there are certain teams that have been, like Arizona, that has been penned to a wide receiver, right? So Arizona with Marvin Harrison Jr. / Malik Nabers, depending on who you talk to. But there may be some other teams here in the top 20 that are going to make some moves to get a wide receiver. And I also find interesting with Chicago at the number 9 position. A lot of people automatically is having them taking someone like a Roman Dunze, you know, another wide receiver to, you know, kind of be maybe the heir apparent to Keenan Allen, who is kind of long in the tooth, right? So, but, you know, I think there's going to be, I'm not 100% sure that Chicago will be taking receiver. In other words, there are teams or maybe even Tennessee. And I'm going to ask you this, Floyd. Everyone was having you guys with Joel Alt for a good 1 month.
Right.
But I haven't talked to you in detail about in recent on your feeling about Joel Alt at number 7 for Tennessee.
I do. So here's I'll kind of tie that into my surprise too. I don't think there's going to be any trades in the first 9 picks. I don't. Wow. I think that's with all this talk about there being trade and all these teams going to move up and offering all this shit. If someone was going to make a trade, I think it would have happened by now. If they were offering something that good of a deal, to pretty much you don't want anybody to renege on it and pull back, right? Or a better offer to come in. No one's going to risk that. So I think that's going to be the surprise. There's not going to be any trades in the first 9 picks. I do think there will be some moving up into the lower half of the teens. I mean, the 10, 11, 12 spots, or 10 through 15 spots like that. I do see that happening. But as far as 1 through 9, I think it's pretty much set in stone. Joe Alt, yes, that's exactly who I want to draft. We need that offensive tackle. We need that generational offensive tackle that could be projected. Obviously, we don't know until they get to the ball a snap, but projected offensive tackle for the next 10 years. You don't have to worry about a potential Hall of Fame. Comes from a great line of pedigree with his dad, John Alt from the Kansas City Chiefs. Yeah. So I definitely want that to secure that backside for Diddy. Secure that backside for Will Levis. Yes, not pause anymore. It's no Diddy now.
No pause now. Okay.
I'm no Diddy.
I still go with pause, but okay.
Okay. But anyway, yeah, that's what I'm expecting that. However, I did find out some news that just slipped my mind. I just didn't see. Malik Nabers is from Nashville, Tennessee. I don't know if you knew that.
No, I did not know that.
Me either. He's from Nashville. And we almost had him as a volunteer too. I don't know what happened with that whole thing, but regardless, if there was going to be a surprise, the surprise would be the trio of Adunze, Nabers, and Harrison is not going to go according to plan. I think if it could be switched in any order. I'm not even going to say the order because I don't know. I think it's going to be switched up. I think it could be switched up, and I think one of those receivers can drop. So that would be the surprise. I think they're going to drop. I think that there is going to be some other. I think there's going to be a pick that goes in the top, because the top 5 or 6, basically the top 7, have been picked. Right. I mean, if you look across all the leaderboards, and I know I said it's going to be quick. If we look across all the projection mock drafts and all the shit, the first seven are pretty much the same everywhere you go, with the exception of a Bowers might be in there or something like that, maybe, or whatever. But pretty much the seven are picked. I think that those seven are not going to go according to plan. I think that one of those guys is going to drop it. Somebody's going to jump in front.
Okay.
So I think that could happen. I think that could happen. And then that's what would start the trading in those later picks. That's why I think people are like, oh, somebody dropped. Okay, well, let me go grab this person then. Didn't think we had a chance before and stuff. But yeah, my surprise, there is not going to be any trades. It's going to go according to plans. But if there is, that's what happened.
For the top 10, no trades top 10, yeah. Right? Okay. That makes more sense now because all the quarterback needy teams are right below that, right? You're 11, 12, and 13.
Yeah.
Got it.
Because those teams are, because think about it, those teams are going to have to 11, 12, and 13. We're talking about Minnesota, Denver, and Vegas, right? Yeah. I mean, we can stop saying numbers. We're talking about those three teams. They're Minnesota 11, Denver 12, Vegas 13. They all need quarterbacks. Those are the teams that would be pressing to move up. I don't see Minnesota breaking the bank at 9 to move up to 9, you know, for leveraging a future for a quarterback at not two spots ahead, right? I don't see them doing that. I see them going with, I forgot who they picked up. I have to go back and look who they got. I think they got a placeholder in there for now. I'm not sure. You remember? I don't remember either.
Yeah, Sam Darnold.
They got a place. Yeah, I think they'll go with that for a year and then try it out next year and see what happens, right? And build up other stuff around the team because it is loaded. And I don't think the teams that have all the capital in the top first 10 picks want to give up those picks, like unless it's a King's Hall. The King's Hall has to happen from the two most quarterback needy teams in Washington and New England, because if I'm going to play a King's Hall, I've got to better get pick at least two or three, right? That's what historically has happened. When we made the trade with the Rams to trade our pick or whatever, and they got Goff or whatever, the number one pick, we got Goff, we got a Hall. Like that, all that's happened. They're not going to do that for 9. I don't see that happening. So, but yeah, so there we go. We got some surprises there, some things we could expect. We're hoping to see. But whatever it is, I still think it's going to be entertaining. This is one of the most exciting draft classes we've had in a while. I think mostly because it's an offensive driven draft this year.
Absolutely.
Quarterback's got a lot to talk about. Receivers got a lot to talk about. Running backs, not so much. Tight ends, not so much. But it is the skill positions, right? What the NFL is going, quarterbacks and receivers, right? So I think that drags a little bit. And it's in Detroit, so that'd be interesting to see, too, what kind of surprise. Shout out Detroit for getting that. I hope you guys have a good one and everything. But, yeah, so follow us. Stay with us, like we said. It's Friday. Again, Thursday. Oh, if you want to follow along with us, we're going to get together all the guys for the DFL. Friends, family, and stuff like that. We'll be on the IG Live at ThatBoy3. You can follow me at THATBOY, the number 3, on Instagram Live. I'll be live streaming the draft, instant reactions type deal. All of us will be on there. You could be, like, you sitting with us talking shit, right, watching that. Friday, we will come back and we will shoot the pod on around 7:30. We'll shoot the pod. We'll also be on IG Live for that, too. Talk about what has happened and any of our stuff. Do we see all the wow moments or lack of wow moments? Team needs, did they get filled? And what else do they need to finish filling those needs type deal? Yeah. And then after that, we'll try to do a regularly scheduled Friday podcast with you guys. So stay with us. We're still here. Love you guys. And we are trying to continue to grow, man. You got anything else, Ryan?
No, we back. We are back. We have it our off season. Now we are back in the running, just like all the other NFL teams over here, as we are now in season 5 of the Big Kahunas Football Podcast. One more surprise, actually not much of a surprise in the last week or so. Brock Bowers, I think, is going to drop below in the 20s, I think. I think he's going to be a forgotten guy. If Indianapolis don't pick him up at the 15, some lucky playoff bound team is going to get freaking Brock Bowers, and they're going to come away with a steal. So that is what
I'll keep my eyes peeled.
Absolutely. Oh, yeah.
Definitely. Yeah. Yes, also, we are going to try to incorporate a little bit more fantasy talk into this too. So I know we've been doing just mostly football, but we'll try to incorporate some fantasy talk. I am joining a Vegas league this year. Me and Nick are going to team up on one, we said. So yeah, we're going to try it again. We got our ass whooped last time.
No Najee.
But we'll try it again.
No Najee.
Yeah, Najee killed us, man. He killed us. But anyway, on that note, hey, we appreciate everything. Stay tuned. Peace out.
Peace.